Paul, last time Patty Laine was hard on himself publicly, he went off on a tear after that, and I'm wondering, do you think he gets some special spark from being hard on himself like that?
I don't know. I know he's going to have a press conference tomorrow saying he's the worst player in the history of the game. We're going to sponsor it. I don't know what the answer is. In truth, I think he's just incredibly honest. Now, I don't necessarily agree with his assessment. He's very hard on himself. I've got more room and time and patience for his game. But I think he's really honest. I think he feels that's the way he's playing. Like he's if he's not scoring, he feels like he's not doing anything to help the team, and it bothers him a great deal. And he's a very bright kid, but he's not overly filtered, I don't think, with the media. I think he tells you exactly how he was feeling. I think that's what it was. If you had asked him the question 2 games earlier, he'd probably have said the same thing, you know. I mean, he went 3 games without a point, and that for him is a drought.
I also wanted to ask about Matt Hendricks. How, again, he comes through with another sort of heroic blood and guts effort.
Literally, right? So he gets a skate across the face that's 2 inches away from being catastrophic, and put some glue on him, and he came literally, and he came out, helped kill the penalty. His next shift, he scored a goal. You've seen it. He's had a really strong impact on how our room feels about the game, about each other, and he's also producing. It's not just rah-rah. He's a darn good player for us.
Paul, what did you see on the overturn goal, and how big of a part did that play in the game?
By the time it gets to me, when the view that I saw from the bench, I didn't think it was offside because I hadn't seen one of the views. Blake Wheeler said it was, and Matty Prefontaine, who's the first look at that, had already had a minute on it, 30 seconds, and he called out and said it's offside. It's just a different view, and it was.
How much bearing did that have on the game? It seemed to be a
trend. Yeah, I mean, kind of the feeling is that the first 10 minutes of the first period, we had a bunch of really good looks, and it doesn't go, and you find yourself down 2-1. That those kind of, you've seen those games before. And then it was happening again. I mean, our second period was better than our first in terms of what we generated. I think it had a big bearing on, you know, 3-1 is you start to change a little bit. We've been good at not changing the way we've played. I think we've gotten a little stronger when we're down. But you've walked off a bench before going, how did we not score more goals? I mean, we had a month's worth of offense there, high-end stuff that wasn't going. Mark Scheifele's got 5 missed shots, right? 2 posts and 3 great looks at the net. So you wonder on certain nights if it's just going to be their goalie or you just can't find the finish. But at 2-1, we're still in a real good game and a real good position.
You guys are in first place in the Western Conference now. No one in that room is celebrating it, despite the fact you guys have never been in this position this late in the season before this franchise. How, for you, how would you like this team to approach the success that you're having?
Just the way they have it. Nobody's ahead of themselves because it's like doing a photo finish on a horse at the first turn. It doesn't matter, right? There's going to be a finish line, and you're going to work hard to get to first. But there's lots of hockey left. We like the way we're playing. There's still lots to talk about on the bench during games. So they've handled it well. They work hard. They work hard in practice. I haven't seen them get casual. You know, I mean, our last casual game, and that's not even the right word, but our last slow game for me was Columbus at home here. And we've had some other nights that maybe we weren't at our best, but they played hard, competed hard. Wasn't perfect in Colorado the other night or, you know, in San Jose. But we played good stretches of hockey, so I think we've been pretty darn consistent with it.
Your second line for a time this year was one of the things this team didn't have firing on all cylinders. Where do you feel they are now after a couple big points games?
I like all the lines. I think that they're all different. So if Scheif's line, that kind of was a bit of a harder match for us tonight. Mark's line usually draws the speed, especially if it's where the firepower is. And if it's not, then Lowry has that in a more defensive role. And then Brian's line goes out kind of against what's left, and that's true of Hendricks' line, and some of that's face-offs. We get a righty and a lefty where it is Brian's line just won't look like the other lines. It doesn't mean they can't be exceptionally effective. There's a lot of skill there. But they're not going to rattle around with physicality in the offensive zone. They're going to move the puck well and find holes. And when Nicky skates like that, he opens up the ice for everybody. So they're good. They're just not going to look like they're physically dominant the other end of the ice.
Paul, how encouraging is it for you that this team tries to take that next step, that you don't have guys celebrating in there, that you're in first right now, and that they haven't taken kind of a casual approach despite some of the success? Yeah,
we've got good leadership in the room, and I felt that last year as well. I feel that again. They're working on their game. They're talking hockey all the time. They're enjoying it. Winning's better than losing. That's a fact. But there's a good kind of even keel built into the guys in the room.
And what do you see as being the strength of this group right now, 26 games in?
Two things. I think we can play fast, but more importantly, I think they like each other. I think that matters a lot.
Why does that matter so much?
Because there's too much of an up and down in the season that when you're a close-knit group, you weather it together. You spread the pressure out across every player. And I think also part of that liking is everybody feels like they have a piece of this. Every guy's going off the bench. We're rolling four lines a lot. And I ran Scheife and Wheeler quite a bit harder because of the power play time, but everybody's got a piece of it, right? There's nobody going home that didn't have an impact on the game.